you. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Ascension, as if Jesus is bidding farewell to his disciples. But actually, he is unseen, but still present. That's why Jesus says, "I did not leave you often. I am with you until the end of the day." So we believe Jesus is here if you and me love one another. And even whatever we ask for will be given in his name. So whatever Jesus come on earth is given all to all of us. He left nothing for himself. Whatever he has done, we can do the same. Even he mentioned once, even we do greater things. Do you remember? 3-4 weeks ago. So Jesus is here today. He expects you to be another Christ. Do you have this feeling? To be another Christ? Do you have this mission in life? To be another Christ? As if something abstract, eh? But actually, Jesus really wants to see him in you, another Christ. That's what St. Paul says. Today I live, it's not that I live, but Jesus in me. If you, every week, you come for communion, do you believe that Jesus comes to you? Or do you keep Jesus there? Or still, do you believe that Jesus is there? If you don't believe, it doesn't mean Jesus is not there, but he can't enter into your house. He's not life for you. Life. He wants to be your life. Take this, all of you, and eat it. Eat. Become the flesh. Become life. Life of Christ in you. Take this, all of you. We are all called. But Jesus mentioned also once, many are called, few are chosen. It's not that God doesn't choose us. And vice versa, we don't choose him. That's a problem. That's what hurt Jesus most. It's not the sinners. It's that those who follow him, that as priests, nuns. We are the one who betrayed him more than anybody. At Gethsemane Garden, it's all the sweat of blood, not because sinners. Because he knows sinners, once they convert, they become a new man. But for those who consider themselves his disciples, may not enter into the kingdom of God. Because many times we live like the Pharisees. We took the outward sign, but we don't have the life inside. That's what hurt Jesus most today. In a special way for us priests, I read some books about the saints, revealed to us something about the priests. One of the priests, he was a friend of Saint Margaret de la Coque. Saint Margaret is the one who had the vision of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in France. Once, when she was praying, a priest who died recently, a kind of not appealing to her, but he was asking her for more prayer. Finally, she found out that priest who died recently was in purgatory. Then St. Margaret was wondered, how come you enter up into purgatory? He is a holy priest. He preached very well. Everybody liked him. That priest is a Benedictine, by the way. He told her, I'm good at preaching. But then, pride came into my mind. At times, I didn't treat my brothers in the house well. You see, even though you know, before the altar, as if as a saint, but his heart minus something, love. Love for his brother, for his neighbor. Another priest also ended up into purgatory, not from St. Margaret de la Coque. It's another nun from France. Also, she has that kind of experience in contact with the souls in purgatory. There was a soul in the purgatory, was a priest also. Then she asked, Father, how come you end up also in purgatory? The priest said, I like to preach retreats very much. I make most of my time to prepare and to go out for retreats. And I didn't spend much time in my parish work. He did nothing wrong, but he missed his duty. You see? It's not that you do holy works, then you're okay. That's all we remind me also. I see we do our things, holy things, but it doesn't help us to be saints. To be saints, you have to be always alert to pay attention to the people next to you. The smaller ones, the one who hurt you, the one who disliked you. We have to learn to accept, to forgive, to bless. It's difficult. This is what we are called to be him, to be another Christ. So although you cannot see your mass, but you can be a real priest than myself if I don't live up to my calling of love. If you really sincerely love all your people in your family, people, your colleagues, you are a real priest. A priest, the one who offers his life for people. If you really love, that means you know how to die for, of yourself, you are a priest, a real priest. That Jesus sees you more bright than seemingly. I tell you, it's not that what we are doing, but how our heart is to be his heart. Jesus wants his heart to be our heart. Communion means his heart come to our heart. Two hearts being one and transformed. We transformed into him. Unless we really sincerely and seriously consider our calling, our mission of life. Otherwise, don't tell yourself, I'm okay. Nobody is okay unless he can share his love. He can live as Jesus would have lived. Bless and forgive. And trust one-mindedly in the Lord. That is the meaning of ascension. He is there, but here, still, deep, deep down in your soul. In Father, and Son, and Spirit. Amen.